only in shards when I awakened. The Radisha was there. Soulcatcher was there. I suppose the old men in the caverns were there too, though none of that stuck. Somewhere, a bleak fortress. I gave up trying to remember, went out with smoke to try to see our approach as the enemy would. Fireballs scattered colored pearls across the night. Torches speckled distant slopes with islands and snakes of light. The Shadowlander commanders watched without remark, except when Blade suggested that the captain was making his force appear more formidable by burning lots of torches. They weren't concerned. A lot of the junior officers expected Long Shadow to turn them loose after they stumped us. They saw themselves heading north in early spring, with the whole summer to plunder and punish. But a few were veterans of armies we'd embarrassed in the past. Those men showed us more respect, and betrayed a more intense desire to cause us pain. They did not believe it would be easy, but they did believe we would be defeated. Mogaba himself seemed more taken with his plans for a counter-invasion than he was interested in further preparing to withstand us here. I didn't like it, but I saw no real reason to believe they were overconfident. Still, all those fireballs and torches were heartening. That vast mass and motion out there had been inspired by the Black Company, and I had no trouble recalling when they were just seven of us, as unprepossessing a bunch of thugs as ever walked the earth. That was barely more than 5 years ago. Triumph or failure, this campaign would survive as a mighty drumbeat in the annals. I went back to my flesh and slept again. When I awakened, our vanguards were already approaching the plain of Tarandaprash. Mist had formed in all the low places and gullies. Chapter 20. We stopped amidst a grand hubbub. I leaned out of the wagon. The mists had become an all-enveloping fog. People with torches hustled hither and yon, their torches glowing like witch lights. None came near me. All the forces had come together, and now the world was very crowded. Croker appeared. I told him, "You look totally beat. My ass is banging off my heels." He climbed aboard, checked smoke, settled down, and closed his eyes. "Well, huh? You're here, how come? And what about your goddamned pets? They watching?" For a moment I thought he'd gone to sleep that quickly. He didn't answer immediately. "But I'm hiding out. From the birds, too. One eye scared them off." About 2 minutes later he added, "I don't like it, Mergen." "What don't you like?" "Being captain. I wish I could have stayed analyst and physician. There's less pressure." "You're managing all right?" "Not the way I hear it. I wasn't captain, I wouldn't have had any long-term worries either." "Hell, and here I thought you were having the time of your life baffling the shit out of everybody. All I've ever wanted was to take us home, but they won't let me." "It's for sure nobody's ever going to open any doors for us, especially not the Radisha. What to do about us seems to be on her mind a lot lately."
"It ought to be."
He smiled. "And I haven't forgotten her." He paused a moment, then said, "You're up in your annals. What was the bloodiest mess we ever got ourselves into?" "Right here is my guess."